Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo-hoo. It's Tuesday.
It sure is.
Or late Monday night, depending on your calendar.
Hey, did you guys get your tickets for San Francisco yet? Go.
What's
go
going
get
on?
Your tickets.
Why are you guys not getting your tickets yet?
Yes, go, go, go.
Why are you waiting?
Yeah.
Don't wait.
We'll wait for you. Go ahead. Go get it.
Go to Cobbs.com or just go to look.
On our Facebook page.
On our Facebook page at the link.
Yes.
Because we're going to have so much fun, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yes. And then you guys are going to have FOMO.
Yeah. I pulled a bunch of pictures that I just need to scan them all. I have one from when I was like in the fifth grade and I had this like sort of like a bowl haircut.
Oh,
it's
my
the one
God.
Where somebody thought I was a boy and I got really upset. I have all the – and then all the 80s hair. I was showing them to John. I was like, you think our listeners are going to like this? He started laughing so hard.
I found from Lake Havasu, me, Mike Gerstein, and all my friends at drunken Lake Havasu.
I can't wait
I know,
for that.
I know.
Okay, and before we get going, listen, do you need an audiobook for the kids? Do you need something for the kids to hear in
sure
the car?
Do.
Have you ever thought, wouldn't it be great to just play like the Cat in the Hat or Make Way for Ducklings and keep your little ones entertained? Well, Penguin has a lot of audiobooks that you can try, and you can go to tryaudiobooks.com/familylistens for listening suggestions of things to enjoy with the family. tryaudiobooks.com/familylistens, and they have stuff for middle graders, like the Magic Treehouse books or Roald Dahl books, or and then they have stuff for YA too.
Yeah, there you go.
That are good for the whole family. So do that. Also, brandless.
You want your good food good without that high price? You want your organic food? No GMOs and no all that crap?
Don't go to Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. Order your stuff online at brandless.com. Get peanut butter, ketchup, non-GMO stuff, vegan stuff, gluten-free, peanut-free,
household
products that are not tried on animals or even people.
Wow. Healthcare. Everything.
Yes. Everything.
$3. That's it.
$3.
$3.
Brandless.com.
And by the way, get your free shipping on your first order.
Yeah.
So go to brandless.com.
And while we're at it, you know what? Let's knock out the last one. ADT.
ADT, you
ADT
be safe?
People.
Yeah. Come on. ADT it up.
Protect your home with ADT. We do.
Yes, right.
It's I love ADT.
Yes.
My husband sets the alarm every night, and it gives me that safe feeling. I just hear doot, 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 doot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it
secures the house.
Sets your alarm.
Sets all the windows are secure. So nobody can get in.
Nobody can get in, and nobody can get out.
Right.
Which is even better.
Oh, and they also have ADT Go, which is a new family mobile safety app and service.
Yes.
With 24/7 emergency response.
Yeah, with an SOS button. So it's really great. Go to ADT.com, and for a limited time, they have a rate starting at just $28.99.
Yeah, ADT.com/podcasts.
There you go. There you go. Kaylin?
With 36-month monitoring contract, early termination installation fees apply, excludes taxes and fees, applies to traditional services only, certain markets excluded, licenses available at ADT.com.
That was fun.
Kaylin, how fun did we have on Friday night?
Oh, yeah, it was a really good time over at Borderline in Thousand Oaks.
We went to this bar way out on the edge of town.
Yeah.
And
was it a gay bar?
It's called Borderlines. It was more like a honky tonk kind of like, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a country style.
Yeah,
type.
I like that kind of thing.
But like comedians play there. Adam's done that. So Chris Maxipata's band Loxy.
Would that be a good place for us to do
Mike
a live
Dawson.
Show?
Yeah, we could do a live show there. Yeah.
It's in town.
Yes, it's on the edge of town. It's okay. In Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
Yes.
Thousand Oaks.
It's a one horse town.
Okay.
And Mike Dawson played, The Smoking Kills is his band, Young Dempsey's played. And I was the host of the evening. I got to bring them out, which is kind of weird. But all the lackeys were there, and we started line dancing. You know how to do the electric slide?
Yes, and the tush push.
Oh, my God. Imagine them doing – we had a blast, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yes. Nobody knew what we were doing, but there was some like regulars there that knew all the dances, so
18.
We were trying to follow along with them, but it was kind of a mess.
Yeah, and when he says nobody, he means us. We didn't know. That the regular crowd, which is – they're 18 and – it's an 18 and up place.
Okay.
Which is weird because I met a guy that day, now that I think about it, during the day, and he was like, oh, you're doing a thing? He was doing my hair at Dry Bar. And he's like, my girlfriend's coming into town, and we're looking for something to do because she's not 21 yet. And I was like, oh, well, I think it's 21. Or maybe it's 8. But anyway.
Did he meet her on the internet?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
Can offer her some Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Yeah. Give her a roofie? No. So she gave her a nice blow dry, probably.
Yeah. A blowy for a blowy.
So they were the regulars were just, you know, they don't know us. But our bands are really good. Chris's band is awesome. Mike's great. So they got all into it and they started doing the electric slide. And so we started doing it. And they kept doing it and doing it. And then so eventually, like, these guys just, like, were like, well, fuck it. I'm going to do it. And, like, Jay jumps in and Kaylin jumped in. And everybody was it was a fun night. We had a good time. Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me about it?
I wouldn't have gone. Yeah. 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 It's a Friday night.
It would have been nice to be included.
Sorry. It was rainy. But it was fun. It was a good time.
Nice.
Yeah. And so how was your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was really good, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
No expectations.
Yes.
Like, you know this about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just saying it. Mm-hmm. I really don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about my birthday. I do not give an F.
Right.
Whether you celebrate it or not.
Right.
I don't believe it. I don't care about Valentine's Day. I don't care if I get flowers. Mm-hmm. And when you have really low expectations, then anything that your kids do, you're going to be like, oh, my God.
Right.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
But I was with Sadie a couple weeks ago, and mm-hmm. I saw this little necklace, and this is it. I'm wearing it right now.
Oh,
little cute necklace.
That's cute. It's an elephant.
Yeah, I saw it at TJ Maxx, and it was like $25.
That's so cute.
And I was like, you know what? That necklace would make such a good Mother's Day present.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. And then I didn't bring it up again. Well, apparently, John told me that Sadie was going, Daddy, we have to go to TJ Maxx. There's something I need to buy for Mom there. We have to go to TJ Maxx. So they went. Okay, so long story short, LB had to go to a bar mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
So she slept away from home Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday morning comes and John's like, listen, LB's not here, and so the plans got a little mixed up, but the kids are really focused on getting you something for
mm-hmm.
Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So he told them, let's just wait till later till LB comes home. So the morning was just normal.
Right.
I woke up, made myself some coffee.
Right.
Took the dog for a walk, did mm-hmm. my thing, and nothing really happened except that later I went and got LB, and then they all went out for their little secret mission.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really sweet.
Yeah.
Then they gave me Sadie found the necklace.
Aww.
And then they got me this – they went to the mall and got me this fragrance spray that I really wanted from Bed Bath and – not Bed Bath & Beyond. That would be weird. Bath & Body.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a candle
mm-hmm.
from TJ Maxx.
Uh-huh.
And then they got me this one of those like aromatherapy little things that changes color, and you put a little essential oils in it.
Yes, yeah.
It was just like they brought me some presents. It was very sweet, and I didn't expect any of it, so it was like really nice.
See, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Did you have to cook dinner?
I didn't cook dinner. He made them some like lean cuisines. We're a really happening family. They were going to go get me Panera Bread, my Fuji apple salad.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest with you, this is what I told John. I was like, you know what I really want for Mother's Day? I want to lay in bed and catch up on all the Real Housewives of New York.
Oh,
I hadn't seen any of it,
me neither.
I'd heard that Dorinda ties one on.
Really?
And gets really drunk and like embarrasses Bethany. And I didn't want to jump to like, I think that was episode 6.
Right.
So I was like, the night before I watched, like, I knocked out two of them before mm-hmm. I fell asleep. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I need to watch four episodes.
Right.
So can I do that? Of course, I didn't have to ask, but right. yeah. So, because Corner Office, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Screw that.
I could never have done that. Yeah, I was like, the kids are older. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. And then they went out, and Xander stayed home because he's a boy and he does not like shopping.
Right.
Yeah, so he chilled with me, mm-hmm. watched some Real Housewives. He pulled a total Sunny and was like, these people are crazy.
Yeah, why are you watching this?
Why do you like this? I was like, all right, John Jr., shut up.
Get out of here. Scram, beat it.
Go play Roblox.
Yeah.
He's like, but Dad said I can't play any more video games. I was like, well,
don't.
Newsflash,
so don't crap on my parade. Go find something else to do. Yeah.
So, yeah, so I caught up on The Real Housewives, and
I did.
Then the kids gave me my gifts, and it was great.
That's nice. See, that's the way Mother's Day should be.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Which is going to lead to your story. Mm-hmm. I can already tell. The thing is that I don't speak to my mom.
Yeah.
So I have no obligation. But right. I feel like until you don't have a mom, mm-hmm. Mother's Day is always about your mom, not about you.
Right.
So all these people that are like, how come I'm not being celebrated and getting disappointed? It's like, because it's always going to be. And I see a lot of this on Facebook, people mm-hmm. complaining about like, well, my husband was having to do stuff for his mom. It's just
but
how
that's
it is.
That's how it is. Until your kids are old enough or whatever. Yeah.
So your kids are out of the house and then they're going to be bitching about it because they're going to have kids and they're going to be like, but I got to go fucking take my mom to brunch.
Right. Exactly.
Get caught in all that brunch
traffic. Exactly. I know. Not luckily, God rest her soul, but I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right.
But so then Adam gets like this little like, he wants Sundays to be family days, and now that he's not going to work on Sunday, so he, you know.
This starts immediately feeling like an obligation.
Yeah. So he says, you're not going to have to worry about anything. Good night, John boy. You're not going to have to worry about anything. You're just going to have work. He goes, don't worry about it. I got everything covered. Oh, so earlier in the week,
Would you take a drive to the beach?
No. I wish. That would have been nice. I get a text early in the week from his sister, and his sister says, I think we should do something for mom, meaning their mom. So it's me, Adam, and her on the text. And do you guys want to meet, blah, 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 halfway? Because she lives in Topanga.
Right, right, right.
And we live, you know. So she's like, we can meet halfway. And
I could smell the incense over the phone.
Right. The patchouli oil.
Yeah.
And she's got three boys that are like 21. One's interning around here. 21, like 17, and the other one is like 16. And they're boys, man. They're as tall as Kaylin. Like they're hungry all the time, and they're dudes. And sweet. I mean, they're sweet kids. So anyway, then she says, but we have not seen those kids in a long time. So she says, let's get together. Well, I think, you know, let's get together is her boyfriend, Ray, who's really nice, and Adam's mom, my mother-in-law, and stepfather-in-law, John, who I rode a skateboard today. Like, that's all he says. Like,
right.
He doesn't talk except for, like, you have any more champagne? That's it.
That's enough.
Yeah. Fill her up. And I rode a skateboard. Oh, let's go play basketball. Like, he's like a 12-year-old. He's very awkward, geeky, total, like, engineering geek. So anyway, she says, let's get together. Adam says, I interject and go, Sonny has a game at 11 and a football game in Glendale. And then, you know, and then we're free. And then Adam says, how about everybody just comes to our house at 1? I'll take care of the food. And she's like, can I bring anything? Because he hates it whenever his family plans something. And they're like, you bring the dessert and Auntie Delilah is going to bring the macaroni and cheese. And it's like, just if you're going to have something, don't ask people to bring shit. Just have it, you know. And I'm fine with that. I don't mind bringing stuff. It's just his pet peeve. So he's like, I got it. Don't bring anything. I'm fine. We're good. So and I said, well, should I get? And he goes, no, it's Mother's Day. I got it. And I go, okay, all right, 1 o'clock. Yeah, we're going to eat at our house, 1 o'clock. I don't know what we're eating. Okay. So we go to the football field, and I'm excited because I love – it's the do or die game, whether they're going to go to the playoffs or they're going to be done for the season. And Sonny's been doing so good up like in the last three games because his coach realized that he can catch a ball. So he put Sonny into the receiving whatever. I don't know. Sonny was doing good, and it was nice. It was a nice break from watching him just get demolished every single fucking week at the tournaments. He just demolished, demolished, demolished. So I'm excited because it's Sonny's like, so, Mom, for Mother's Day, I'm going to win that game for you. And I was
yes,
like,
nice.
That's so sweet. I go, no, it's okay, Sonny. You've already won in my heart. Anyway, and so then Natalia, on the other hand, has a tournament in Orange County.
Volleyball.
Volleyball, far away. On Saturday, he has a tournament. She has to be there at 7 a.m. It goes till like 3. He has a tournament, but he doesn't have to be there until 3:30 on Saturday. And then the second game is at 6:30 on Saturday. And
that's your whole day.
That's like
2 days.
That's 14, 15 hours out of the house. Like, really? So I'm going to get up at 5:45. And how's this going to work? So, and she really wants to go to Sonny's game because she has
right.
a little crush on one of his teammates. So she goes, I want to go to Sonny's game. She cannot stand going to Sonny's game until now. Now she wants to go. And she goes, I know what we'll do. Now her head's going. Now, okay, so we'll drive. And I've been taking her to all her tournaments. I've
right.
not missed one. And Olivia. And Olivia's mom will meet us there because she likes to come watch and torture herself. I don't know why.
Can Olivia's mom bring him ever?
Yes, but I've always volunteered to bring them because I kind of like it. I don't know why, in a weird way. It's kind of fun getting up early in the dark, and then they sit in the back and I listen to my audiobook, whatever. Once I'm there, it's kind of like, But so this time I'm like,
this is a perfect example, by the way, of something that we do. We both do this,
mm-hmm.
which I like, which is that we complain about stuff that we secretly like to
yes.
do.
Yes. And I'll tell
because
you.
Because
like,
we're trying to come yeah. up with content for you
right.
fuckers.
Right. Exactly.
At the podcast.
Right.
You think we have genuine things to bitch about all the time? No.
No.
So we just kind of bitch about mom
yes.
stuff when we secretly are like, I'll do
right.
it.
And we'll
I'll
tell you when we secretly like. So
I do that to John yeah. all the time with the dog. I'm like, ugh, you know, do you want me to walk the dog for you? But secretly, it's because I want to get out of the house and
uh-huh.
walk the dog and, you know,
yes.
listen to a podcast.
Yeah. So I said, no brainer. I said, Olivia's mom's going to take you. Unfortunately, I've taken you to every tournament. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to miss this one. And I'll take Sonny to his tournament. No. Her first scenario is Sonny's getting up at 5:45. He's coming with us to my tournament. My tournament's over at 3, perfect. And then she Googles it. It's only a 12-minute drive from his tournament to my tournament.
Is that true?
It was. It was like, but it's like an Irvine Costa Mesa.
Okay, yeah.
Drive.
Yeah, that's not that far.
Yes, it wasn't far. So she's
when
like,
I used
perfect.
To drive to Costa
yeah,
Mesa.
Yeah, when you had your job. So she's like, yeah, I go, no. What? Sonny's going to get up at 5:45 and go to your tournament until 3, and then he's going to be going until 6:30. He doesn't have a next tournament until 6:30 or 6. What? And Sonny's like, no, I don't want any part of this. No. And I said, no, nobody wants a part of this, Natalia. You're going to go. Olivia's mom's going to take you. I'm going to take Sonny. Or I'll take you, and then I can get somebody to take Sonny. No. How about this? Then she comes up with another scenario. How about I come home, you draw – anyway. So bottom line, I got out of it. So Olivia's mom picked her up, took her. And now Sonny's tournament's not till 3:30. Adam's doing a signing in Pasadena at Total Wines for – Total Wine now has Endless Rant and Mangria
Ooh.
At all the Total Wines in Southern California. And so he's doing a signing. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, I get to be by myself. This is going to be my Mother's Day.
What?
Oh, but even if Sonny is home for a couple hours as everybody overlaps each other, it's this win-win because Sonny. Like, well, I don't got to do
right,
anything.
Right,
he's on
right.
Fortnite all day long. What do I care?
Right.
I'm watching. Exactly. I started getting caught up with I got sucked into Beverly Hills. I had to see the whole thing out. So,
yeah, I saw that one out too.
Yeah. So I got caught up and that's when he came in and going, what do you watch this shit for?
Oh, my God, we're living the same life.
I know. And so I said, there we go. End of problem. So then she goes to her thing.
You went to go to Sonny's in the afternoon.
Yes, but then Sonny got picked up. Oh, yeah. Sunny got picked up to go. Her plan was for her to come home, and then we go to Sunny's game.
But that would be
and
coming
we'll go to
home Su- from Irvine
She's stupid.
And then going to
right.
Costa Mesa?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That in her brain was like, yeah, sure, no problem. I said, you're not going to want to do that. But then Sonny's game got pushed, and I said, by the way, your little friend is not going to be there because he's stuck in La Cañada at a baseball game. And she's like, all right, well, I'll see you later then. So then I didn't have to go to Sonny's game because Sonny got a ride. And then the dad was like, I'll just, unless I hear otherwise, just I'll bring him home. Like, I'll feed him dinner and then bring him home. I was like, okay. God bless you, Mr. Hahnbaum. Thank you.
Wow.
So I know.
So that was your Saturday.
That was my Saturday. And it went by very fast. Adam came home. Then next thing you know, Natalia's calling. I'm on my way home. Like, what the? I don't even know what I did. I like cleaned up. I cleaned the house getting ready for Sunday's brunch is what I kind of did. And then I watched some Housewives. So then Sunday comes along. Now I'm thinking, okay, here's now. Adam says he's got everything covered. So we're at the game and watching Sonny lose. To be fair, he played the team that the team that went undefeated. They never lost one game, but they held their own. They scored points. Not like it was a blowout. So it was a nice game. It was raining, and they played in the rain. And I'm starting to think I'm getting hungry. Natalia's like, all right, so now the game's over. It's noon. She's hungry. Sonny's hungry. I'm hungry. Adam's at the game. Adam's like, Sonny and I are going to go get the food. I go, what are you getting? And he goes, I'm getting you a quiche. Because Jensen's dad was like, what are you guys doing for Mother's Day? By the way, what is it with, like, God bless them, because Jensen's dad, who's awesome, he's like, as soon as he sees me, he says, Happy Mother's Day. What is it with my family where I have to go say Happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Jensen? Will you please? Like, I had to tell Natalia. Don't forget. Then I have to tell Sonny. Don't forget. Say happy.
See, that wouldn't have occurred to me to tell my kids to tell somebody else's parent.
Because everybody, we're all watching the game, and it's Mother's Day.
Okay.
So everybody's on the field, and all the dads and the moms are there, and they're all like, Happy Mother's Day. What are you doing? So he's like, I got my parents coming. So Mr. Jensen's got his parents coming over, and he's like, I'm cooking up a barbecue. And I was like, oh, wow. So then I asked, and then he goes, what are you doing? And he goes, I ordered a quiche from a specialty place in Pasadena.
A quiche. Shut up.
A quiche.
No, he did not.
And I'm thinking quiches.
Right.
Quiches.
Because you're now having many people coming over at this point.
I said to him, are your nephews coming over?
Sister, nephews, parents.
Well, let's take the nephews out because in his brain, he thinks the nephews aren't coming over. He goes, we haven't seen the boys in a long time. They're old now. They're older. They're off doing their thing.
What are they doing? It's Mother's Day.
They go with like Cindy Crawford to the,
Okay.
But so I go, but yet it's Mother's Day. And also in her text, she did say, how about we go swimming? And I said, when she said that we go swimming, she's not talking about her and Ray hanging out by the pool. Like your sister ain't going swimming. Her kids are going swimming. When she says we swim,
right.
There's these three boys that we grew up with.
But regardless, one quiche, what about you? What about you,
yes.
Your kids, him?
The kids don't eat quiche. I'll make them something. I know. Okay, So take those three boys out of it. The sister-in-law's boyfriend.
This is like a horror movie. I'm already
I have
trepidations. Where's this going?
Right, exactly.
There's already scary music playing right now.
So now
my
stomach is hurting because now it went from stomach pain of hunger pains. Now it's like panic pain because I'm like, Akish? Mr. Jensen's barbecue.
He just ordered from Maria's really fast.
So I said, Natalia's like, well, then you get the whole, as we're walking in the car, what's a quiche? What's in it? And Adam had to make the stupid
spinach.
Decision of saying, like, it's got eggs and cheese and spinach. And like Sonny and Natalia are like, bleh.
Right.
Can we stop at McDonald's on the way home? And I was like, no. And Adam's like, and Adam gets all like, no wasting food. He doesn't like to waste. So, and I'm thinking to myself, shit, we don't really have anything to drink. And he goes, I got the drinks. Don't worry. I got drinks. So he goes, when you get home, he goes, Sonny, you come with me. We're going to go pick up the lunch. Lynette and Natalia, when you get home, you'll see the bottles of champagne and wine by the door. Put it in the refrigerator because his family likes to have, like, they like to tie it on.
Right.
I said, okay, but are you just getting a quiche? And he goes, don't worry. I got it. Okay. So now
Because you're like, if not, I have the same problem with John all the time. Because you're like, look, I know you think you got it, but a lot of times you don't got it. And if you don't got it, I'm not going to have time to get it.
Right.
Because it's the...
And then everybody's going to be fucked.
Right.
Because everybody is going
right.
to have stomach
Because if you could
pain.
Just admit right now, like, you know what? I might not got it.
Right.
Then you could be like, you don't... That means you don't got
right.
it. So let me just swoop
let me
in
just
and
stop
make
it
some calls.
On the way home. Yes. Right. I can just go to the grocery store and... I don't know. And I'm not that kind of person. I just went to a brunch, like a going away brunch for Cammie's mom. And they had quiche there. They had all this stuff. And I would never think, like, I'm looking around going, huh, I'm never think of having quiche. I would have gone to, and she's like, yeah, I made it. Like, oh, God, of course you made it.
Oh, stop it.
I know. Like, all the moms.
Making
like,
stuff.
Yeah, I know.
All of you people out there, don't
yes,
make stuff.
Don't cook. I know.
It hurts my feelings.
Also, Mr. Jensen, I got the barbecue going in my head.
So right,
like, he's
right.
barbecuing it up.
Right.
And I'm thinking, wish I was going there. So, what do we got? A quiche? And I got two kids that are starving.
Right.
And they're hungry. And they're like, what the fuck? What are we eating? And I'm like, I'll make you so Natalia's like, Mom, can we please stop at McDonald's? And Adam was like, no stopping. Just go home because my mom's going to be there soon. Just go home. So I get in the car and she's like, Mom, seriously, I'm starving. Can we please go to McDonald's? And I go, all right, because there's a McDonald's right by our house.
Right.
I go, okay. And then
but you're going to have to hide the no wrappers.
I said, go straight to your room. I'll get Sunny something. You go straight to your room. And she was like, okay. So we get there, line long, the drive-thru is long.
Oh, geez.
So she goes, just pull over. I'll run in. So she goes in. I get her. Tell her, get Sunny his thing. She gets in the car. She goes to she goes to Natalia's room. Not anybody go tweeting Adam, by the way. And don't bust me because I got off scot-free with this move. So they went into Sunny's. They went into her room. As soon as he got home, I was like, go in Natalia's room. So they go eat. And Adam's like, Natalia, come help me. Come help me. Like, come on. We're decorating. We're help me put this picture up. I'm like, oh. So trying to sidetrack him. So what do you think your mom's going to say about the new house? Do you think she's going to be interested in hearing about it? You think she did you tell him about the documentary? What are we going to – he's like – and then so he gets on that. And then he's like, where are those kids? I was like, Natalia comes. She goes, coming, Daddy. She comes out of the room. She's like, yeah. She's licking her fingers. What do you need? I was like, don't cut that. He's like, go get the tape out of the garage. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my
she's
God.
She's got like special sauce on
I
her
know.
Lip.
I know.
What's that?
Ranch. So so ridiculous. Then they show up and I said to – so he comes home with one quiche and
oh,
I
no,
said –
no, he did not.
Yes, one.
I thought I was going to be pleasantly surprised.
No,
I thought there was going to be a third act
come
like
on.
Solution.
Like, let's get some leftover. I love quiche, too. Like, I like a good quiche. Fine. But can I have a leftover?
Right.
Because, by the way, I'm going to be
buy
like –
two?
Yes. Everybody. And so I said, Adam, your nephews are coming. And he goes, no, they're not. I go, when she said we swim, she's not talking about her. And he goes, oh, maybe one. I go, that's Mother's Day. I don't think that the other two are going to be hanging out someplace else. They're still kids.
Right.
No, they're
and
not.
And did he get any, like, sweets, any dessert?
Oh, and then, no, until I had to tell him while he was there, as on the phone with him. And he's like, we're here at the bakery. It's a little crowded. He goes, I special ordered it. And I really appreciate, I really do. I appreciate the
Come
effort.
On.
I No, I do.
Yeah, but
just
then order two.
Adam,
if you're while you're
well,
at the effort.
But he is Adam. Let's not get crazy now. He's Adam. He's not going to do, he's always been like that. Like, I don't want to waste anything. I don't want to waste anything. One's enough. One's enough.
It's so interesting
like,
because
he found
like,
a place.
Usually the
or
Jews
had
and
special
Italians
orders. I know
are over. But, like my sister-in-law, she's
but he's not a typical Italian at all, and he's not Jewish. But
right.
like I thought he was
I
when
know.
I first met him. The Jewfro, the Adam, the name Adam. Like
right,
his name
right.
is Tony. I'd get it.
Right.
But come
right.
on. So one quiche. So then the boys show up, all three of them, and. The sister-in-law, by the way, when she puts on a spread, she goes all out. She does. She puts
right.
a ton of food out. And her boyfriend is a cook. He barbecues,
oh,
too.
No.
Like, he cooks.
So you have one quiche?
One quiche. And the three boys are like, do you have anything to drink? And all we have is champagne and wine and
no,
and the squeezy
net.
Drinks, the little juice pack.
Oh,
yeah, the
no,
Capri Sun.
No,
I want a
no.
Capri Sun to, like, a 17-year-old dude.
No.
And Lauren, God bless her, she's like, Casper's old enough to drink. Do you have a beer? And I was like, sure. I have the Corolla Drinks IPA.
At this point, I would have just been in the car going, I'm going to run out and get
some. I said,
some.
Adam, I'm going to the grocery store. What? What are you talking about? No, don't do that, Lynette. Don't. And I go,
well,
Adam.
Well, then he should have.
I said, what are you going to – there's nothing for these kids to drink. And he goes, well, we got wine, he said. I go, the kids. He goes, all right, don't get too much. So I go, I went to
don't
Gelson's.
Don't get too much?
I know. I went to Gelson's and they had like barbecue ribs. And I was like, give me eight to, and they're huge. I'm like, and I don't want to get too much because I don't want to get yelled because she's starting to put eight and now it's getting bigger. The tin is getting bigger bigger. And I show up with all this ribs. Adam's going to be like, what the? But Adam, come on. Like, look around. These people are hungry. It's 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah.
For Mother's Day.
They're coming over
and
to eat.
And you have one quiche and two bottles of champagne. Hello.
Oh,
he goes, well,
God.
We got crackers and shit in the refrigerator for the kids. He goes, don't worry about the kids. They're fine. I go, but all right, I'm going to go to the grocery store. So then now Mother's Day is on. Now, thank God I had yesterday because now it's game on.
Right.
I go to the grocery store. I get all the ribs. I get all the drinks. I get home. I get and also like the forks and stuff. We don't have enough forks.
Right.
I had to get plastic forks. And I got the nice. Stupid me. I should have got the crappy dish, the paper plates. No, I got the nice ones. So that's when he's like, no, don't throw those away. I'll wash them and take them to the shop. We can use them at the shop. Right. Remember that?
2015, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I go, but that's the purpose. They're disposable, so you don't have to wash them. See, that's the beauty of it. You just toss them in the trash. Now I got fucking plastic plates piling up in the sink.
You could have just used real ones at that point.
Exactly. What the – what? Now I'm washing plastic plates and real plates. So I saved the day. By the way, I started like cutting the ribs because I didn't get –
And did you get some cheese so you could do cheese and crackers or something?
Like... I got hummus because there was pita.
Yes, perfect.
I got hummus and I got also brownie bites for dessert.
Perfect.
So – because there was no dessert.
Right.
So – I mean, really? Like, and also the flowers that he gave to his mom were leftover flowers from Teachers Appreciation Week.
No,
my kids did not want to bring the
pro flowers. Yeah. They do last a long time.
No, those pro flowers. They yes, but at the last minute, I got flowers for them because I started to feel like a jackass.
Right
here, give these to your teachers. And they're like, no, we don't want it. My Natalia's teacher. Fine, but Sonny's teacher. He's like, she doesn't deserve it. So
it's up to him.
Yeah, it was up to him. So Mrs. Carolla got the flowers. So that was my Mother's Day.
That's hilarious. And I think it's actually probably a bit universal.
You think?
I do think a lot of men, and of course I'm generalizing, and we have a lot of wonderful stay-at-home dads mm-hmm. that are in our Facebook group, For Crying Out Loud, Reel It In, mm-hmm. that know that I'm not disparaging them whatsoever.
No.
But there is a difference, in my opinion, between a woman's brain and a man's brain.
Absolutely.
I don't think that men think of details the same way that we do. I think a man goes, okay, I'm going to go hunt and gather mm-hmm. some dinner. They just go, well, then some dinner. They're so literal.
Right.
A quiche, then we're good. It's like, no, there's so much more to it. What are they going to eat on?
Right.
And our brains are multitasking, mm-hmm. going, imagining them at our house, bored.
Yes.
Like, we're already going, what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What, they're going to run out of conversation.
I know.
Do we have enough charging cords for electronics?
Exactly.
Do
fire up that Fortnite.
Is Mario Kart working? What's happening? What are these people going to be doing?
I know.
Are we just talking to us? Well, we got to give them some food, you know?
Yes. I took a video of me in the car on the way to the grocery store because I was beside myself and I had to document it and I might post it on our Facebook. And we also have a group family picture that her boyfriend took of all of us because I had to document the day because I'll never forget that Mother's Day. It really comes in second. It's a close finish, but it comes in second to the Mother's Day where Olga sent me flowers for Mother's Day.
Right.
And they get delivered. And then Adams invites his mom over for Mother's Day, who's a ton of fun, in a wheelchair and is the stepdad. And, oh, I forgot to tell everybody I'm going to JFK first thing in the morning on Sunday because I got to be in New York Monday morning. So you host Mother's Day. Oh, and could you give your flowers that you got, that beautiful floral arrangement, could you give those to my mom, tell her they're from me?
When she comes over?
Yeah, when you have to entertain
her. When you entertain her?
Yeah, with not one but two quiches.
That was a good one.
Yeah. How about, see, don't expect much.
I don't feel like I mean, Mother's Day is always really low-key. Mm-hmm. But I haven't expected
yes.
much. I remember the early in my relationship with John, mm-hmm. very early, Valentine's Day felt like a bigger deal. And it's because it's sort of significant, like you sort of can gauge how
yes.
into the relationship the guy is yeah. by what they do on Valentine's
totally.
Day.
Totally.
Right? So
mm-hmm.
if they kind of blow it off, you're like, mm-hmm. they're not that into me.
Right.
Right? Because a guy who's into a girl is going to be like, shit, it's Valentine's Day. I need to make sure she
right.
knows she's my Valentine.
Right.
Right? So I remember John saying, okay, we're going to go to dinner. He is sentimental that way and does mm-hmm. like to do stuff. But mm-hmm. we went to this restaurant, and I've told you this story before, but the tables were all really close together. And I didn't know him well enough to understand that he has really bad social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So he got very shut down. The table was like, it was my favorite restaurant
mm-hmm.
that I told him it's my favorite restaurant. So he
what was
got
it?
Us reservations. It was called La Conda.
Okay.
Portofino, I think. And it was in Santa Monica.
Okay.
And it's this little place in a
yeah.
mini mall,
mm-hmm.
but the best food, very authentic Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And so he surprised me by making reservations there,
mm-hmm.
taking you to your favorite restaurant. But they were so busy on Valentine's Day that they had just crammed all the
mm-hmm.
tables close together. So you were like, I mean, your elbow was literally touching the other
Adam
table.
I can't stand that either.
So I'm wanting to like talk about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, it's Valentine's Day. Let's get into it. Let's find out what you think of me. What do you feel about me? Where's this going? What's
right,
happening?
Right.
How are you feeling now? What about now?
Right.
It's been 15 minutes.
Yeah,
are you more into me? Less?
Yeah. How come you haven't said you love me yet?
Yeah. Let's talk about your childhood. My
yeah.
childhood.
Uh-huh.
And he is more and more just like, please stop. He's not talking. And then I'm more going, what's going on? Why don't you want to talk about it? Is something wrong? That's me.
Later, I have another.
I was a disaster
yeah,
early on.
Yeah, I was like that too.
In the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you being so quiet? What's
mm-hmm.
going on? And he's,
mm-hmm.
I remember that he was kind of desperately trying to eyeball, like
mm-hmm.
trying to tell me without telling me. Because it's so close that he can't even whisper, like, I'm uncomfortable.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I know.
Eventually, I start getting
leave.
Pissed,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Why you got to be like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's Valentine's Day, motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
obviously, why did you even get a reservation if you didn't want to be with me?
Right.
I guess you don't like, I guess you're not that into me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pushing and we got in a big fight because finally we leave and now I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, I don't understand. Like, what
right.
happened? Why are you being like this? And then he was like, oh, my God. The people were on top of us. I couldn't say anything. And I was like, they don't care. They're having their own conversation. But I didn't know him well enough to
right.
understand that he really does get incredibly anxious and shut down. And he
mm-hmm.
can't
mm-hmm.
talk.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I couldn't talk.
Mm-hmm. Adam is like
I was
that
so
too.
Tense and anxious. I couldn't talk. But then he was embarrassed to really tell me.
Mm-hmm.
how bad his anxiety was.
Right.
So I was still mad.
Right.
Anyway, we had this big, like, since then, I learned my lesson. And it's kind of like Valentine's Day is Valentine. I don't care what we do.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Right.
Go out. Now, now it's been so many years.
Yeah.
I don't care at all.
Right.
In fact, I would rather do nothing because why spend – I don't like giving –
I know.
It's like giving money to the man.
I know.
Like, I'm not
going
to buy into that shit.
That's what Sonny says.
I don't want you buying me flowers because, like, why are you going to spend $60
yeah.
on flowers?
No, it's just going to die.
Just because the flower shop is getting extra
right.
money because it's Valentine's Day.
Right, right. Sonny's the same. I know. No, I know. But you know what, though? You know what I have to look forward to? Father's Day. And thanks to Jimmy Kimmel, Father's Day is a big – well, Mother's Day is a big – every day is – every anniversary, birthday in that Kimmel family. But every Father's Day for a few years, in the beginning, they would do a softball game. And I hated it, but it was Father's Day. Like, no, that was Adam's birthday. Sorry. Now, so then we went to the park, the Hollywood Park, the
right, the track.
The track, the racetrack. Then I was like, ooh, yeah, Father's Day is coming up. Going. You know, and Sonny was gambling when he was like 5 years old.
You're right,
like,
oh, right, right.
Okay, that was fun. But then I don't know if they shut down or something. Did they shut down?
I think
they
reopened.
Yeah.
But the horses, I think, don't race. Santa Anita only.
Okay. Well, something happened to now that he's Jimmy Kimmel, they get UCLA's softball field. Well, they got it, like, I think 2 years in a row. And everybody in the family, everybody that works on Kimmel's invited. So all the kids are there. And there's food trucks. And it's just, like, it's a
right.
whole
kasha.
Thing. It's a big kasha. But I don't have to really do anything. I just
that's
show
nice.
Up. So that's nice.
Yeah.
But in the middle there was a time where it was like, we had to go to the softball field. What are you going to bring? It was when he was married to Gina Kimmel. And I was like, and I was like sweating and hot and sit there and like, yeah, go. Yeah. You guys want to play? No, we're good. Like, it just, but
I feel like every day is kind of Father's Day.
I know.
My husband gets waited on.
Exactly.
And I do all the grocery shopping, so I always think of him and get stuff he likes and go get his sake at the store, even though I'm always scared I'm going to run into someone that's going to be like, oh, you're back on the sauce? Like, no, this is for my husband. It's like a 10-gallon. He wants like a huge bottle of sake. I'm always like, my cart is filled up with beer and sake. And someone's like,
what kind of
aren't you coming up on 9 years? Give you
and
that sad
go,
clown look. Yeah. Like, oh, are you okay? Everything okay? Like, yeah, it's for a friend. It's not for me.
Right.
But I do that. I do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Years
what
ago,
kind of
John.
What sake does he drink, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Some, whatever that Japanese.
Okay. Not the Italian kind.
Not the Italian sake. My point is, I don't know. I don't even know. I wouldn't know. I'm easy to shop for.
Yeah.
Buy me something that smells pretty. Like, and give me a lotion, a candle.
I don't care.
I'm one of those typical girly chicky.
Yes.
Get me some fragrance spray, anything, good.
I only cared about, like you said, I only cared about Valentine's Day early. That was the only thing I cared about. Valentine's Day early on.
Right.
Like, how do you know.
Well, because it was such a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a boyfriend, because so many times I didn't have a boyfriend and I worked at some shitty office job. And everybody's getting flowers and they're like, oh, my God, my husband.
It was the worst.
Oh, my boyfriend. We've been dating 2 weeks. Look at this huge bouquet. And I'd be like,
I know.
No one's ever going to send me flowers at work. So I could be like, see, somebody's attracted to me. That's how, you know. No,
I know, no, I know.
So the first time that ever happened, it was like the greatest thing ever. I was like, I want to marry that guy.
I know, right? And he knew that too. He knew like, ah, so and so got flowers today. What, mommy, you want flowers? And then he finally caught on. Yeah,
people need to see you're serious.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
That's the only reason why I was ever into a ring. Was not about the ring. It was about showing people, look.
I got somebody, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I felt at the very beginning.
Oh, and then weddings, yes.
Ugh.
We would go to a wedding. I was like, well, when are you going to propose? Look at them. They've only been dating 2 years. We've been together, 6 years now? Where's my fucking ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long did you guys date?
So we dated he proposed to me. It was going to be after 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to remember, I didn't meet him until I was like 32, turning 33.
Right.
So it was like, I was like, the clock is ticking. My biological clock is ticking, ticking. I was, what's her name from that movie? The Cousin Vinny.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The pressure started early on, but he didn't officially propose to me until like 3.5 years.
Really?
3.5 years. And then we got married. It had been 4.5 years.
Wow.
That's a long wait.
Yeah.
Because 30s, other people that met at our age were like, boom, 6 months. A friend of ours that was a neighbor met his wife and they 6 months later they were engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what?
I know.
I cried, every time I found
Me
out
too.
A new one. And then I'd have to go to their stupid bridal shower or their. Yeah.
I hated it.
Bridal
bachelorette.
Shower.
I know.
Fuck you.
I know.
You barely met him.
I know.
It's not going to work out anyway.
I know. And then they're like,
they
how
did.
Long have you been with your boyfriend? 6 years? Like, it was but I did meet Adam when I was 25.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But still, a lot of people get married that young. You just want to know that that's the intention.
That's right.
That's where we're going with this.
Right. Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. This is a has to be a slightly shorter show, even though, remind me, I need to tell you about going for a consultation to the butt doctor.
Oh, no.
For a colonoscopy.
Oh, I have to do that, too.
Oh, it's can we good, talk about it? It's a funny story.
Really?
Well, yeah, but
I want to know about it because I was just thinking about that.
So I'll save it for Monday, next
okay.
Monday?
Okay, save it for next Monday.
Yeah, because it's too yeah. funny to tell you in 2 minutes.
Yeah, because we have, on Friday's show, we have Carrie from Sip and Shine podcast.
And it's so good.
Yeah, we recorded it just before the show, and it was really good, really good.
You guys.
Yeah.
Her like story it. Is intense about her son mm-hmm. and mental illness, mm-hmm. and it's probably one of the most personal stories
yes.
we've had told on our show.
Yeah.
You guys
I was
are
really yeah.
love it, and I know some of you out there are also going through that, so you're going to want to hear her story, mm-hmm. and then you'll listen to her podcast.
Oh, yeah, and also thank you, Michelle Birch, for coming out to Borderline. I told her I'd give her a shout-out.
Oh, love Michelle Birch.
Yeah, she brought her son.
Patreon. If you join Patreon for $5, you will listen to our bonus content, and this week I'm going to tell you a funny story that one of our regular listeners, Robin,
okay.
was there, so she can attest to it in mm. case you think I make shit up. But okay. about a party, you got to be on Patreon though, because there's too many names.
Yeah,
you'll see. Anyway, but if you're at the $50 level, you get a business shout out, and if you are at the $100 level. We're going to start a new thing. I cannot promise anybody's going to be a guest on our show anymore because it's just not a realistic
yeah,
thing.
Right.
But we're going to do listener spotlight. So if you're at the $100 level for a month or so, at our discretion, we will do a 2, 3, 4, depending on how it's going, depending
right.
on how interesting you are, mm-hmm. we'll interview with you, find out what you're all about. And
yes.
You are welcome to plug your business, but right. it is not a commercial for you.
Right.
It's just a...
Yeah, it's a fan spotlight.
How do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. $50, though, you will get a business shout out. And if you're at the $100 level, you also get a business plug on our show, like Sarah Dean from Shameless Mom Academy podcast, shamelessmom.com, motherhood podcast. Kristen Ross is with Baby Erge. They're a concierge for baby stuff. And they are, it's in San Diego. You can find her at babyerge, babyerge.com/Kristen119. CBD oil, you want some of that? Go to Letty Molina with HempWorks. HempWorks.com, L Molina. Everybody's doing it. Everyone's doing the CBD oil. Mm-hmm. She can help you get some. The Wayne Foundation, it's a nonprofit dedicated to helping girls out of sexual trafficking. Ulysses pays for this plug every week. Go to WayneFDN.org to help out and give a donation. Kate Marengo is amazing interior decorator with Interior Chicago. And they also work, they're nationwide now, and they also do some work in LA with her
Ooh,
partner.
That's cool.
Beth. So go to interiorchicago.com and look up Kate Marengo. Tish Clevenger, 30 fruits, veggies, and grains to your diet. Clevenger.juiceplus.com. Shelby Mullen has a shop called Woof and Wild. They do homemade dog bandanas, and a dollar from every sale is donated to various animal rescues and organizations.
Mm,
check them out, woofandwild.com. Mary Fish is a realtor with Coldwell Banker, Harris, McKinney, and Fawcett. I love that. She's out of mm-hmm. Bentonville, which is a beautiful, beautiful town, but they serve all of Northwest Arkansas. Look her up. Her website is northwestarkansaspropertysearch.com. That's northwestarkansaspropertysearch.com. Michelle Baker is another CBD person. Normally, I would split them up, but I'm not doing any on Friday's show. So if you're looking for a different – she's with Green Horizon, and you can check that out at mygreenhorizon.com. And if you want, in the referral box, put FCOL Baker, and she will donate 5% to a charity.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's it right now. And if you're new to Patreon at the $50 or $100 level, please message me. Find me on Facebook or on the Patreon and tell me your business shout out. And that's it. What a good show.
Nice. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yep.
And
we'll see you in San Fran.
Yes.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, ma.
What's up? Let's slide.
All right.
And we gon' get it on tonight.
Come on, ladies. How you doing?
Well, good.
Part of the thing.
What's really good with you, man?
You're 21 again. You're not gonna let me in the club? Can't let you do it, man. You can't even drink my liquor.
Yo.
Now I was downtown clubbing, ladies' night. Seen shorty, she was crazy, right? And I approached baby light. Mom, what's your age and type? She looked at me and said, you's a baby, right? I told her, I'm 18 and live a crazy life. Plus, I tell you what the 80s like. And I know what the ladies like. Need a man that's polite, listens and takes advice. I could be all three. Plus, I can lay the pipe. Come with me, come stay the night. She looked at me laughing, like, boy, your game is tight. I'm laughing back like, sure, you're right. Get in the car, and don't touch nothing. Sit in the car, let's discuss something. Either we loving or I see you tomorrow. Now we speeding up the west side, hand creeping up a left side. I'm ready to do it, ready to bone, ready for dome. 55th exit, damn, already we home. Now let's get it on.
Hey, mom, let's slide. All right. We gon' get it on tonight. You
smoke, I
drink.
Me too.
Well, good, cause we gon' get it tonight. Got drops,
got hoops,
got trucks,
got jeans.
Alright, then we gon' take a ride tonight. So, mom,
yo,
let's slide.
Alright.
Harlem. ROC.
Deal point game time.
We gon' set this door.
Deal point game time.
Mob, there's a killer. Yo.
Now
that I got a girl, my ex wanna holler and spit. Told me to acknowledge her quick. She like, Cam, stop frontin' on that Dave Hoster tip. Come over, let's smile and sip. I'm like, mama is sick, I promise you thick. Usually I have a problem with chicks. They all say I'm rotten and rich, but not her boobies real. High heel to be filled. Plus got them Gucci nails, huh? You a cutie still. And it's my damn girl too. Ain't no groupie deal. We left the movies with Uzi Suzuki wheels to the jacuzzi. I tell you, my boobies real. I mean, she do be winning. Louis spinning. Go to the crib, she got the Gucci linen. I see boobie grinning. She looked and said, Cam, I know that you be sinning. Nah, I'm a changed man. Look at the range, man. I got a whole new game plan. Looked and said, that's nothing but game, Cam. She was right, she was up in the range, man. Dropped her off at the L, now I'm flipping the cell. That's right, I had to call up L. Yo, L,
what up?
I hit,
what else?
Plus don't
say word,
and we got it on the night.
Hey,
ma,
what's up?
Let's slide.
All right,
and we gon' get it on the night. You smoke,
I smoke,
I drink,
me too.
Well, good, cause we gon' get it on the night. Got drops,
got clues,
got trucks,
got jeans.
All right. We gon' take a ride tonight. So, mom,
what's up?
Let's slide.
All right.
And we gon' get it on tonight.